And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. This week, we go to California, where fire season has hit hard. Last night, a large fire broke out north of Los Angeles, and earlier in the week, blackouts hit counties throughout the state, not because the grid is overloaded, but because those hot, dry autumn winds, the Santa Anas and the Diablos, were roaring across the state, creating dangerous fire conditions should a live electric wire go down and, you know, ignite that, the brush below it. Electrical lines sparked last year's deadly campfire, which destroyed Paradise, California. You remember that? And the big utilities were taking precautions this year to prevent it from happening again. But residents were in an uproar as the blackouts affected their daily lives. Whether it's no internet or no way to get to work or communicate, the hazards are potentially even greater for people with disabilities who depend on electricity to power medical equipment. And in the labs of UC Berkeley, scientists were loading their freezers onto trucks in hopes of saving their samples that needed to stay in the refrigerator. Reporting on all of this is Lauren Sommer, climate correspondent at KQED in San Francisco. Welcome back, Lauren.
Hi, Ira.
So give us the basics. Why is it necessary to switch off the power for so many people?
Well, we know for a lot of the extreme fires that California has seen in recent years, they've been caused by down power lines. We know they can start fires. But this is a very blunt tool that the utilities are using right now, right? I mean, millions of people in California that are without power. So there's just been a real debate in this state about how to deal with our fire problem, right? I mean, it's a huge inconvenience. You're losing economic output, right? You're inconveniencing people. There are vulnerable populations that are hit by power outages. And yet you have this extreme fire problem where people die and you lose billions of dollars worth of infrastructure.
So it's sort of a catch-22 here. You have to decide which is the lesser of two evils, turning off the power and problems that might happen when you do turn the power off.
Exactly. There's some really uncomfortable math here to do, right? Because people can die if you are you're on a medical device that needs power, right? But people can also die in a fire. And I think what we'll really see happen is, you know, there's a question of how much power needs to go off and under what conditions. That's going to receive a lot of scrutiny because this was a huge area that lost power. But, you know, we have this fire problem that's incredibly challenging to fix that will require a lot of other things besides turning off power.
You did a story about how this has disrupted research at UC Berkeley. I touched on it briefly. Give us some of the details.
Yeah, so UC Berkeley lost its power supply from the utility here in Northern California. They do have a small power plant on campus that can supply some buildings, and some buildings have generators, but it's not everyone that gets the power. So earlier this week, a lot of scientists and researchers were freaking out, understandably. I spoke to one who studies butterflies, these painted lady butterflies. He packed up 500 caterpillars and took them home. They're in his living room right now. He's just sitting there with his caterpillars to save them. But the stakes are extremely high for scientists that need to have frozen specimens. There's a lot of scientists with freezers that are at negative 80 C because that's how you can have this long-term preservation of cell lines and bacteria. And so they actually packed up about 17 of these freezers and sent them across San Francisco Bay to UCSF where they could be kind of safeguarded. But there was a lot of stress at that university this week.
I'll bet. So is this the new normal, something that California is going to have to live with?
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's really talking about right now, because we can expect to see these power outages again. We get these really extreme winds in the fall. The air is extremely dry. I mean, you've got a recipe for disaster. But a lot of people are focusing on other solutions. You know, maybe there's microgrids, right? These little kind of electric grids where you've got the solar panels and other power sources, and they can kind of act like their own little power islands. That's one thing people are interested in. Another is, can we make communities safer that are built in these areas that are extremely high risk for fires? You know, we've got old houses with wood roofs. We've got dangerous vegetation. Yeah. We need to spend money on that too.
All right. Thank you very much. Lauren Sommer, climate correspondent at KQED in San Francisco. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.